أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى. And once again, for the third time in a row today, this week, we will look at a pair of attributes. And this time, it's Al-Mu'izz and Al-Mudhil. Al-Mu'izz is the one who honors, and Al-Mudhil is the one who dishonors. And one of the most famous ayat of the Quran, known as Ayatul Mulk, which is ayah number 26 and 27 of Surah Ali Imran. Let's look at it so we understand what Al-Mu'izz and Al-Mudhil mean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qul al-Muhammad, tell them, Allahumma malik al-mulk, tu'ti al-mulka man tasha'u wa tanzi al-mulka min man tasha'u. O Allah, Master of the Kingdom, you give the kingdom to whomsoever you please, and you take away the kingdom from whomsoever you please. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And you exalt or honor whomsoever you please, and you dishonor whomsoever you please. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرَ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. In your hands is good. Indeed, you have power over everything. And that's the crux. In your hands there is good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises to honor those from whose heart the veil is lifted, so they come to know the beauty of the presence of Allah. They are granted contentment, so they have no need for the things of God's creation. They do not need the honor of the creation of Allah. They are provided strength and support, so they may control their own disposition. He gives them immediate mulk, immediate dominion. He will raise them to honor in the hereafter in terms of their gaining access to Allah, in other words, reaching their full potential. And he will call out to them in the way that is described in Surah Al-Fajr. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. O soul that is at peace, return to your Rabb, well pleased with him well pleased with you. And the one who is dishonored is the one to whom God speaks and says, as he does in ayah 14 of Surah Al-Hadid, the surah of the Ayan, surah number 56. Yunaduhum alam nakum ma'akum. They will cry out to them and say, were we not with you? Qalu bala walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum watarabbastum وارتبتم وغرتكم الأماني حتى جاء أمر الله وغركم بالله الغرور. You were with us, but you caused yourself to fall into temptation. You waited and doubted. Vain desires deceived you till the threatened punishment of Allah came, while the arch deceiver, that is Shaitan, deceived you about Allah. And this is really the utmost limit of dishonor. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment will dishonor those who were hypocritical in their behavior. You know, let's go back to Surah Al-Hadid. If we look at the ayah before that, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. On the day when the hypocritical men and the hypocritical women will say to those who believe, أُنظُرْنَا, look, أَنظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِن نُورِكُمْ. Look, wait for us that we may have light from your light. كِلَرْجِئُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. And it shall be said, turn back and seek a light. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِصُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. Then separation will be brought about between them, with a wall having a door in it. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ كِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. See, the door, as for the inside of it, inside of the door there will be mercy, and for the outside of it there will be punishment. And this is when they will say, were we not with you? And they will say, yes, you were, but look at the things that bring dishonor. You tempted one another, you hesitated, you doubted, fantasies deluded you, until the command of Allah came to pass. When I read these ayat, a shiver runs down my spine. We have to continually ask ourselves, are we deluding ourselves, or are we facing reality? See, we've got to understand that in raising and lowering honor, when one is honored, we've received a state of dignity. But the state of dignity obtained from Allah is different from the pride that people imagine they deserve. It's not kibr. The pride and dignity of those who are honored by Allah is not pride in themselves, but respect paid to the honor given them and to the one who gives honor. You know, the honored ones are still human beings. They need to eat and drink, and they do that which is lawful in good measure. For Allah has part of the honor He bestows upon them, gives them the wisdom and joy of obtaining the necessities and enjoyments of this world with His pleasure. But they will not stray from His permission and pleasure, even if it means death for them. Because within the gift of Al-Mu'izz is a safeguard against the disgrace of that divine gift. Don't think that the honor I'm talking about here is that which we attribute to ourselves, or maybe which is attributed to us by other creatures of Allah. That distorts our reality. It makes us imagine that we occupy a state other than our own. Knowledge of oneself leads one to one's Rabb, but imagining oneself to be other than one leads us to the devil. And that's what takes us towards arrogance. Remember, it was arrogance that was the cause of Shaitan's expulsion from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that expulsion of Shaitan is the first act of Allah in His manifestation of Al-Mudhil. Every time you think of Al-Mudhil, think of Shaitan being expelled and why he was expelled. He had all knowledge. He used to be a teacher of the angels. But the moment he gave himself a position, a status, I am better than he, that was the reason of his dishonorment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at the human psyche, you will find people whose hearts are on fire with the ambition of the world, and there will be no limit to them in the degree to which they will humiliate themselves to beg for the honor of the world. And it is quite apparent they may have gained a status, but they have actually humiliated themselves. So Abdul Mu'izz is that person who honor from Allah suffices him on her, who does not ask for more from others. He is given the strength to defend himself against his evil commanding ego. And having the honor of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she rises to the highest summit of honor and fortune and appears in that state to the whole of creation. It's an amazing status to achieve. Remember that if you encounter strong enemies, if you suffer tyranny, then recite Ya Mu'izz after your Isha prayers on Sunday and Thursday, and you will become fearless against them. Now, Abdul Mudhil is one who is dissatisfied with the good that he or she has done and always wishes to be able to do better. He or she recognizes that dishonorment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the worst sort of dishonorment and does not wish to be degraded by him. Again, if you are tyrannized by someone who's using his position or her position of power and wealth, then recite Ya Mudhil 40 times on Friday night. And after the after ghusl, recite it 75 times more and go into sajda and say, Ya Rab, save me from the tyranny of whoever the name is. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from the power of that tyrant.